In reaction to this year's sex abuse scandals, the Boston Archdiocese of the Catholic Church has implemented what it describes as a zero-tolerance policy that has removed any member of the clergy against whom there is a known, credible allegation of sexual misconduct with a minor. For a group of Boston priests, the policy is problematic. The Boston Priests Forum includes about 250 of the 600 priests who were pastors or associate pastors in the Archdiocese. Its chairman is Father Robert Bullock, pastor at Our Lady of Sorrows Church in Sharon, Massachusetts. Reverend Bullock, Cardinal Bernard Law and the Archdiocese have been widely faulted for not acting on credible allegations of sexual abuse in the past. What's wrong with them doing so now?
Our argument is not with the policy. Our argument is with the way the policy is implemented. For example, it says that a credible allegation, well, we want to know how that credibility is determined. What's the process by which it's determined? What are the criteria that is used? Who are the people who are investigating? What's their background? And what are the principles they use in the investigation? The process by which the policy is enacted is quick. It's a rush to judgment. It's a presumption of guilt.
Well, a special archdiocesan commission is due to report to Cardinal Law by September 6th. What recommendations would you and your members want to see as protections for priests who might stand accused?
We believe that every priest in the archdiocese must be informed of their civil and canonical rights. We don't know that now. Every priest feels vulnerable. Every priest that I know of is probing their memory to find out if there was anything ever in their past history, in the ministry, in which there was anything that was questionable that could be misinterpreted. Being aware that our canon law and civil rights are being observed is absolutely imperative for us.
But when you speak of civil and canonical rights, and civil in this case, actually, you're referring to the rights of the U.S. Courts, which include the criminal courts
right.
as well, does that mean that the church should tell a priest, you stand accused, and by the way, in any criminal proceedings, anything you say might be used against you, so we recognize you might have a right not to incriminate yourself?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also, I think that every priest who is called to talk after an allegation is made should bring somebody with them, somebody who can be a witness on their behalf, somebody who can ensure that their rights are being observed.
A lawyer, for example.
A lawyer or a canon lawyer. There must be, we don't know what they are, but there must be principles, rights in canon law that in that rush to judgment, that summary accusation and removal, that it would be insured against.
At another extreme, one could say that a priest should not be placed on administrative leave until there has been a finding in a court, until there is an actual verdict. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think we're saying that. But the point we're trying to make is to question this process and to reform it and change it.
But that's what I try to like to narrow with you a little bit. If what you're saying is that today priests are being effectively punished on the basis of what you say is an unfounded allegation, but you don't think that that removal from the ministry should happen only after there's been a conviction after a trial, how do you find the point somewhere in between allegation and conviction that would be sufficient to say that this priest is trouble and we've got to get him away from, say, children?
If the charges are, as you say, substantial and have been adjudicated to be substantial by an investigation that has taken place, if there is a way to corroborate the charges that have been made, then it's an entirely different matter. Then it is a matter in which due process has been observed.
Reverend Bullock, thank you very much for talking
with us
today.
You're very welcome.
Father Robert Bullock, who is the pastor at Our Lady of Sorrows Church in Sharon, Massachusetts, and the chairman of the Boston Priests Forum.